This week, Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill do seem to agree on one thing. As the housing crisis continues, lawmakers need to do something to help homeowners. But what does that mean for consumers? Interest rates are at historic lows, so should you refinance your home? But the question is, are the banks lending money? Or perhaps you should think about renting. There's some deals out there. And Takeaway contributor Alvin Hall, a financial advisor, has some answer. He's also the author of Your Money or Your Life. Good morning, Alvin.
Good morning.
Is now a good time to renegotiate a mortgage?
Absolutely. If you have a mortgage rate of around 6% or 5.5% and you can get a lower rate, you should look at it. But it's very hard to do. The banks are not making it easy. Although they have accepted all of this money from the government, they still are not passing this money along to the consumers who actually need it.
But is it really that simple? Doesn't it depend on how much your mortgage is, what area of the country that you live in? Because it's not as straightforward as you'll just get a 5% or a 4.5% mortgage rate.
It's never been that straightforward. Let's say you are in Las Vegas or Florida, where properties are being defaulted on left and right. Well, it's hard for them to determine the value of your property anyway, and clearly the trend is down. You could end up being underwater, i.e. owing the bank more money than the property is worth, which means you'll never be able to remortgage that property. If you've missed payments, you won't be able to remortgage that property. And in those areas where there's been a huge drop-off in prices, what have the banks done? They've raised the requirements. You must have a higher credit score of 700 or more. You must have 20% equity in your house. Nobody will have that in those neighborhoods.
So who should then really think about it seriously? Refinancing.
If you are in trouble with your mortgage because you were one of the people who got one of those variable rate mortgages and you still have a job and you've done the responsible thing of checking your credit rating, then you should go out and start looking to remortgage at the lower rate. However, if you are one of the prime mortgage people and you have a 5.5% mortgage, you might want to wait because there might be a better deal down the road if this congressional package goes through.
So the banks are lending some money?
Some money, but they've even raised the requirement for prime mortgage borrowers. Yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article, I think, that said something like a third or 40% of the banks report that they've raised the requirements, even for the people like
who
have good credit. So in that case, what about the people who are really in trouble? They need to look around in their communities for volunteer organizations or places that will help them, like go to the Consumer Council, the Consumer Credit Counseling Service, and ask them if they can help negotiate their mortgages. Because otherwise, the banks seem to, you know, turn a cold ear to anybody who is pleading, I need help.
And what about renters? Maybe you don't own your own home, but I've seen deals here in New York City where they're offering like a free month's rent, which is unheard of here. And I'm assuming that deals like that must be happening all over the country, are they?
Yes. And here it's happening because of the condo boom, all of these empty condos sitting all over the city. If your rent is coming due, New York City is a little bit of a microcosm where things are different because a lot of the apartments here are still rent stabilized. So if your rent stabilized apartment is coming due, chances are you're still slightly below market rent and you're going to have a hard time negotiating. You may have to say to your landlord, can I keep the rent the same? But in other parts of the country, if you're willing to move and you're flexible, you can say to the landlord, listen, I could rent right down the street for, you know, half, not half, but maybe 10% or 15% lower. Will you meet that? But the key thing is to not make it, you know, an all or nothing negotiation. Either you do this or I'm leaving. It's like a divorce. You know, either you do what I want, or I'm out that door. More than likely, you're going to walk out the door because the landlord could have somebody else waiting.
So you're suggesting to be assertive.
Be assertive
and
friendly.
To pay attention and to ask.
Exactly.
That you could potentially negotiate your rent in ways that perhaps people may not realize.
Exactly. If you don't ask, you don't get. And when you see rents going down the way they are now, you should definitely try to get a better deal. Part of the negotiation is to keep the landlord on your side. They love people who take good care of their apartments, who love living in the neighborhood, who people around them like and they hear good things about. They'll want to keep you there. But if you're somebody who's been a problem, no matter what, you know, it's happening with the rent, you're going to be gone.
So this is another one of your takeaways, which is negotiating.
Always.
And that can apply to anything from my credit card to my rent, you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Call, because there's no harm in asking. You could be lucky and get it, especially for things like credit cards, which are competitive right now, for rents, where rents are going down. Any aspect of your life, there's no problem with asking. Even with your mortgage, if you can get to your banker and say to your banker, listen, I'm having trouble with this mortgage. If you lower the rate, I can show you with my income that I can afford this mortgage. Maybe the banker will listen for the first time.
What would you like to see the lawmakers on Capitol Hill do to address some of these homeowner issues?
I think that they really need to make it easier for people who still have jobs and who have not missed any payments, who may have some unfortunate things on their credit rating, to be able to get better mortgages. It would be so simple for them to tell people, you have to give this group of people mortgages. That's it.
I think a lot of people would agree with you, and they like that idea. Alvin Hall, thank you.
You're welcome.
Alvin Hall is a Takeaway contributor. He's a financial advisor, and he's also the author of Your Money or Your Life. So you have a personal finance question, give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org, and we'll have Alvin take a look at it.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.